and welcome to the Rip Man and Her, episode number 4. And I'm quite enjoying this little thing we're doing, this little radio show.
So Me too.
Yeah, my name's Paul Ripley, and across the pond, well, I say the pond, the Manchester Ship Canal, perhaps, is over in Burnley, is Helen. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yes, how are you? Did you have a good day?
It's one of them days, you know, I hate winter. I like spring, I like autumn, but we're moving into grey. Because our winters, we don't have snow, really, do we? I mean, you might have on the hills where you live, but in sunny Manchester, it's a rare thing. And it's just grey and dull, and I think life can be like that at times. And it's, not my cup of tea.
It's just the fact that it's going dark by 3:30.
Yeah, that's another down, isn't it? Do you believe in this sad thing? Seasonal altered.
Yes, seasonally acquired depression.
That's the one. Yeah. Do you believe in
it? I think people's moods do alter. Yeah, and is it a lack of vitamin D? Could just be that. Mm. But no, I just think it's, you know, you're coming home, you're getting up in the dark, going to work in the dark. You spend all day in work when it's nice and bright outside, and then you come home in the dark.
I know, yeah. So I've got a few songs.
Which is why we need to put some tunes on.
That's right, to cheer me up. So the first, to start us off with one of my favourite punk songs of all time. It's by The Roots, Alice's Babylon's Burning.
Oh.
Cheers me up, and never mind the winter. The Roots, later known as Roots DC, a big hit in 1979. Unfortunately, a year later, the lead singer died of a heroin overdose. But the band still continued in 2007. I think they reformed and got together, and they still touring. But what a song!
It is a great song.
Yeah.
Yes, a bouncer.
Yeah, would you a fan of the punk movement in 79, 76, 76, 79?
I like certain songs, but no.
No.
I've missed out on punk, and by the time I discovered music, I like new wave and pop and then rock and classic rock. And no, punk's never really entered my sphere.
Punk actually only lasted 1 year in the UK. And you think of a punk in America, you know, when did it, who started it all? Yeah, was it? It's an argument for all sorts of stuff regarding punk.
It's New York, really, isn't it? And the basement gigs and...
Well, yes, both-ish.
I don't know, because it started like a political movement as well and a lifestyle. And yeah, I know definitely. A lot of old punks, and they're very different. They're quite...
Yeah.
Hard to get on with.
Do it yourself, though. The do it yourself attitude, which I love. So you can play three chords, you can get up and play. Which I was in a band which did that very same thing. We were signed to a label, an American label, and then we went to the studio, did some recordings, went back to the label. I don't know, you know, I can't remember the time period, but it was a certain time period, and it was all good. They went to the label again to get the payments to pay for the label, and they'd gone. The punk scene was over, and they went, and so did our money. So,
yeah, but it changed the face of everything.
It did in the UK, absolutely, yeah. Anyway, that's my song for the start of the day. And yourself?
Yeah, well, actually, this chap, Brick Briscoe, I think he would describe himself as an old punk. Not an old as in age old. That's nothing, nobody ever does that, do they? They don't admit to being old, especially musicians.
No.
But he's just released a new album called Paris, Indiana.
Yeah, great
which,
album.
It's a great album. It's very eclectic.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of punk, some alternative, a couple of Americana songs. There's even an Irish jig. And then there's this, which is bringing down the tone after you've just played the punk. But I really like this. It's quite cinematic. It's not something we've usually played. It's sung in French and English. And the guitar work's just really quite haunting. And I'm hoping that our listeners like it. This is Brick Briscoe, Sky.
Thank you. child I was. Onto the air, he has fun too. He looks at me and wonders too. J'aime la nuit, j'aime la fumée. Pensez. La belle vie, un orange en été.
That was Sky by Brick Briscoe. And I think I'm right, it is quite haunting. You can just imagine being stood under a big Indiana sky with that soundtrack.
I think it's one of my favourite tracks on the album. It's to me, it's on Sunday mornings, I tend to do my tidying up of me, do my household chores, and I'm hoovering around and polishing. And
how domesticated of you, dear? I don't do that.
I'm a single bloke. I need to look after the place and myself. So I keep on top of
Come into mine.
I don't like doing other people's. My own's hard enough. Anyway, I like to put it on certain music, sort of laid back music in the Sunday mornings, and that fits the bill so well. It's just a wonderful song.
Well, I hope everyone else liked it. Sometimes we're going to play stuff that's a little bit risky that people haven't heard before.
Yeah.
But you just never know. It's songs like that for me over the years that have stopped me in my tracks. I've got, oh, this is different. Actually, I really like this.
Yeah. And it's great having that, you know. Do you know what I don't like? People who say, well, you know, music's rubbish now. It's not. It's just, it's really hard to find good stuff. Well, it's not hard. Yeah. There's that much of it. You've got to pile through it. It's no gatekeepers anymore.
You really
pick
through it, yeah.
Some great music out there. Some amazing music out there. But you can look for it. And people who just like one genre of music. I only like 80s music or something like that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, when you asked me if I fancied getting together to do these shows...
Yeah.
Well, I started... You know, let's do 10 shows. So I got songs together for 10 shows, and then I'd hear something, I'd remember something else. And suddenly I've got 30 shows worth of songs written down, and then they just keep coming and keep coming, and I keep making a list. And I've got about 1,000 songs now. So we've got to keep this going. I have got to play these 1,000 songs to the world.
Oh, blimey. Right, on my song now. This is a song you everybody knows. This is just a classic, and it cheers me up because I wanted to cheer up because it's winter. As is The Cure and Love Cats.
Tigers, oh, we couldn't get closer.
Cure and Love Cats. They have a new album out at the moment, Songs of a Lost World. It's getting mixed reviews, but they're also touring. So I think it's sold out already, the tour. I've seen them many times, many, many times. At times, they go on too long.
Wow.
But I was dreading. Your thoughts,
I was Summer? never a fan of The Cure.
Oh, right.
And I don't know how my daughter discovered them, but she did. Well, she went through an emo phase quite young, and then that fed into goth. But I took her to see them before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And it's one of the best gigs I've ever been to.
Really? That's...
But it didn't turn me on to listening to their albums. There's still something that I can't quite get.
Well, there's... I think they're a bit like Tears for Fears in some ways. Some people like them, some people don't, you know, think they're rubbish. And I was just a huge fan. I just think it's wonderful. Wonderful.
Well, world would be a boring place if we all like the same thing.
That's for sure. Absolutely. I mean, I could like Def Leppard. That would be.
Well, you might not like this one either. Band called Greta Van Fleet.
I know them.
Right, well, they get mixed reviews. A few people aren't keen on the lead singer's vocals, but that is a conversation that we can have in another episode. It might take an hour, because I've never been a fan of Mick Jagger's vocals. I think some of the intros to Stone songs, like the best guitarist ever, and then he opens his trap and completely ruins it.
Discreet.
For me.
Yeah. The last album as well. Wonderful.
Greta Van Fleet, however, I just think they've got such a good vibe. There's a few tracks that I could have played, but I listened to this the other day. I've listened to it a lot. It's just banging. A, because it reminds me of a teacher that I had at school called Ian Mortimer. Ian, if you're listening, thank you. But he put together a folk group, and they used to play this song because I believe that Richard Thompson wrote it. Now, I'm not sure whether he released it off his own back or whether it was a Fairport convention affair or both. But anyway, this is probably one of the best cover versions of a song that I have ever heard. And this is Greta Van Fleet, Meet on the Ledge.
Do you know what? We'll have to do a show just on cover versions. That's a must in the literature. Let's play it.
There's all sorts we can do.
We used to say the come day we'd all be making songs. Too many friends have tried, blown off this mountain.
me, the her, and him.
I'm sorry, I didn't push your me levels up there. So one second, let's go back again. Right, start now.
That was Greta Van Fleet, Meet on the Ledge. And you're listening to The Rip Man and Her with me, the her, and him.
The him? The rip?
The him. We definitely need to have a better tagline.
Oh, no. We're not going to think. That's hard going.
But in light of what I said about his vocals on that song, I think it's actually his vocals which draw me into the very end. You know, when it's fading out and you're starting to get ready to shuffle on to your next song.
They remind me of somebody, the vocals.
Led Zeppelin.
No, definitely not Led Zeppelin for me. It's someone like Yes or someone like that.
Oh, it might be.
I'm not a huge fan of the vocals, but I love the song. I like the band, really, but again, the vocals don't do it for me, personally. But
it gets said a lot.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just love that. I just love that track, and like I said, it's by far one of the best cover versions ever.
Well, we're nearly halfway into the show already. Time's flying. So the next
get on then.
Get on with it.
Next tune.
The next tune is a guy who I saw quite a few times. I was a huge fan, but then he did this jazzy stuff, which wasn't keen on. But this song, the lyrics, his songs are about the lyrics. The lyrics just make me smile. This is a guy called Joe Jackson, and it's Different for Girls.
Oh, yes.
Sure, you're feeling right.
Jackson. It's different for girls. It certainly is, and you're all the same. You're all the same, you lot.
I'm not getting into that. It's not Jeremy Kyle. Let's keep it light.
Okay.
I do think there are some fundamental differences between men and women, though.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And there might be books Mars written and Venus. About it. But they're not helpful. Anyway, let's not go there. Let's go into this next song.
Men and the differences between females. I mean,
yeah, but they should be ironed out to work as teams, not used as a cause for conflict.
Do you know what? I was thinking to myself, I'm enjoying these shows. This series of shows I'm really enjoying. Because I'm enjoying the stuff you pick just as much as stuff I pick. I'm enjoying, like, listening to it in the sense of, like, I may not like everything, but I really like some things as well. And there we go. So if this show, I'd listen to the show. In fact, I might, when this goes out, I might actually sit in my front room and have a listen, which I never do. Never do. 15 years I've been in radio and I've never listened to myself, so I might do on this one.
Let's hope we're picking up followers that aren't just going, what are these two northerners prattling on about?
Knobheads.
Play some music. Hey, you told me I'm not allowed to swear.
That's not a swear word. It's not. I don't think. Okay. Anyway,
another fundamental difference.
Move on quickly.
Right, I'm playing this. Because, well, I'm a bit mad at somebody today.
Okay.
And I like the lyric in this song, which says, honey, don't think you're liable to figure me out. And I think that's his problem sometimes. I figured him out, and he has a bit of a flop about
it. This is like politics.
Bit of a flop about it.
We're going into politics.
No, this is this fundamental differences between men and women thing. Anyway, last episode we gave the email address away talking about my love life, and I said this could be like a really rogue equivalent of Tinder, and I'm not that bothered, but I do really, really love this song. There's a lot of thought gone into it, even though it's quite simple, and this is by Grant Lee Buffalo, and it's called Honey Don't Think.
It's the luck of the draw, how you wound up with me, don't know how at all, but I beg you to stay. Crawl around on this earth where the world's still small. Honey, don't think about it too long. Honey, don't. Chart and help me heal these scars. Could you learn to read minds? In the case of mine, do you read in the dark? Honey, don't think about it too long now. Honey, don't think you love all. Thank you.
that was Honey Don't Think by Grant Lee Buffalo. Underrated band.
Yeah, I've never heard of them. Hold my hands up. Never heard of them. Really like
it. Oh, kind of... Well, it's singer-songwriter stuff. Indie. Yep. A bit Dylan, a bit Neil Young.
Yep.
But they've got their own vibe.
Yep. Where are they from?
And I like his lyrics. They're American, as far as I know.
Oh, right.
You know me, I listen to the music, I don't go into the celebrity or the background. Can you imagine how full my mind would be if I did that?
No, I don't want to imagine it either.
I would look like Pops from Regular Show with a massive moon head to fit my brain in.
I can understand you enjoying the lyrics as well on that song.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Yeah, I thought I sort of clicked in there. Yeah, so listeners, if you want to contact Helen, on her.
Some free therapy.
Yeah, her@gmail.com.
I'm good. I'm sticking to music. It's a constant companion. It never lets me down.
I think, how many songs have we got left? Not that many. Well, 25 minutes left of the show, and I've got a real long song to play as well.
I've got two bangers left, and one of mine's a long one, is why I put a short one in next.
Right, okay. Right, well, let's do this one quickly. Again, a band from the 80s, which I adore, and they're back and they're touring, and it's just wonderful live. Tears for Fears, and you know the song. All around me are familiar faces, worn-out places, worn-out faces. Cracked and delivered for their daily races. Going nowhere, their tears are filling up their glasses. No expression, have my head out. Yeah, Tears for Fears, Mad World. And what a mad world we do live in. What a crazy world. Say
it is, isn't it? Bonkers.
It's just well, the moment. You know, now Trump is in power. It's going to be a crazy world.
You! No politics. I'm not dividing no audiences.
No, let's not. But everybody knows he's a bit crackers. Mad World.
Just Toby Coyne's new nicknames for people, because I still laugh about Rocket Man.
Rocket Man? Oh, right, yeah. Rocket Man, that was funny. It was funny.
He's so crass.
Yeah. I was thinking then, while that was playing, we should get a Facebook group going. You do realise
that? Oh, we could do.
Yeah, I think we should do that. Right, you've got
all right, well, look out for that, followers. Yeah. All three of you sat there in rural Nebraska.
Go on. And Burnley. I'm sure there's a few in Burnley.
Well, I'm not sure they know what a radio is.
Oh, Royston Vasey. That's a new name for Burnley.
Who used to call it Hellendale. Whenever I relayed any stories.
Blimey, what a place Burnley is.
It is. It's great.
Right. We are running out of time, so let's get on with the next one.
Well, this song is instrumental, unless there are some lyrics that I haven't heard while I've been distracted while listening to it. But I didn't even know this band existed until I heard this track a couple of days ago. And they're Dutch. It's a band called Alcuin. Yeah. And this was recorded in 1973. So, you know, I can be forgiven for not hearing it when it came out.
Yeah.
But I like the title, Soft-Eyed Woman.
You're very emotional, you, tonight on the show.
No, it's not. It's just a soft-eyed woman actually made me think of over-easy fried eggs for some reason. This is Alcuin, Soft-Eyed Woman. What did you think of that? That's Soft-Eyed Woman by Alcuin.
I love the organ.
I was going to say there's even some Hammond in there for you.
I've never heard of the band. Where did you dig them up from?
I was just listening on random to Spotify.
Oh, right.
So I have my own playlists, and then I listen to albums, and then there's a Discovery Weekly thing. And when it runs out of songs, Spotify just generates things that it thinks you might want to listen to.
Got you.
And that came up, so... I thought, ooh, we'll have that. We'll have that for sure.
Well, my next song's a long one. I mean a long one. So
how long?
Well, I'll have to cut it. I know that. However...
There better be room for my long one.
I thought that was a long one. How long's yours?
That was like 2 minutes long. I've got a long one to finish with.
How long's yours?
Oh, I don't know. About 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure we get it in. Right, this is another right-wing nutter who's proud to be a right-wing nutter, who you just can't help but like him. Ted Nugent.
Does he wear a tail? Oh, I knew you were going to say Ted Nugent.
He's bound to be, wasn't it? We'll be right back. version of the 8-minute piece Stranglehold by Ted Nugent here on The Ripman and Her. We come up to the last song of the night. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Hope we'll get in touch with us. Is it The Ripman and Her?
Her.
The.
The. The. No, it's just no. Ripman and Her.
Oh, right.
At gmail.com.
Ripman and Her. Please get in touch with us. Now, I've left quite a lot of space here for you. So we can
talk
for a
minute. That's very kind, thank you.
So I'm just a thoughtful person. It's different for girls, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go on about the show with this song you've got lined up.
Right. It's called The Space, and it's by Marillion, and it's from the Season's End album, which I think was the first Steve Hogarth era album after Fish departed. So people have got this real bizarre preconception of Marillion because of Kaylee and Lavender,
great songs,
Sugar Mice and stuff. Yeah, but the Hogarth era, completely different vocalist. Steve Rotheray, absolutely amazing guitarist. But the difference between the two styles really quite stark. And I haven't paid much attention to Marillion until I saw them do this and another song, which is even longer, Paul. Called good. Neverland, but this is The Space, and I absolutely love the way that it builds. I'm quite happy for it to play us out, if you want to say farewell to our fabulous listeners.
I do.
Peace out.
We'll see you soon. We'll see you next week. Come on, give it. Who's this again?
This is Marillion, and the song is called The Space.
everybody.